Amen. Oh, let's get into the prophesying meeting. Amen.
Amen.
So good to be here. Well. Oh, hey, John. Just say hi. So maybe we could start by opening to our morning revival material, week four, the outline. I thought this week was really precious. I think it was very timely for me.
Amen.
Amen. Could we read the title of the outline together? It should be on... I don't have page numbers on my Kindle app, but...
63.
There you go. Amen.
Amen.
All inclusive Christ, as a good land, a land of waters, a spring, and a fountain, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains.
Amen. 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 So I think personally when I read the title to this week, I think I had a very different impression of what the burden would be like. You know, I think very often you hear like, Christ is the water, Christ is the rock, right? And so I think I expected the week to be just all about drinking, and it really is, right? I'm not saying it's not, but I think John Ting and I were both really impressed by actually just how the week was more than just that, but it was about us being supplied both in valleys and mountains, and that in the good land, wherever we go, there is water.
Yeah.
And so with that, I think, what day is the verse, let's see, is it on day, okay, well, maybe we could all open to Deuteronomy 8:7, wherever that is.
Day 2.
Day 2, thank you. Amen. And I just think that this verse is so great and so special. Do we all have it?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of waterworks, of springs, and of mountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, it's bringing you to a good land.
Amen.
A land of waterworks, of springs, and of fountains.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 So I think what really touched me specifically is that, well, we come to this good land, and everywhere you go, there is water.
Yeah.
Right? There's all these different kinds of water, right? And in the morning revival material, and in the outline, it specifies there's different kinds, right? There is just the river, as mentioned in Genesis 2:10, right? There is the fountain, which is the Father, is the source of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so water is everywhere. The supply is everywhere you go, right? But I think what I was also really touched by was on day 3, it says that actually you experience the valleys and the mountains. And I thought it was really impressive how it specifies first you have the valleys and then you have the mountains, right? I feel like very often I hear the term mountain and I think, oh, I'm on a spiritual high. I'm doing great, you know? But actually, it says, no, first you experience the valley and then the mountain.
Yeah.
There's a progression to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that you experience the supply in death and then in resurrection.
Yeah.
That one cannot come without the other. That you can't always be on some spiritual high, flying high and high and just always being, always in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, first you go into the valley and then the mountain.
Amen.
And so I think this just really touched me freshly because sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like I always just want to be in the mountain. Why am I not in the mountain right now? You know? But my family are very avid hikers and we always love hiking up the stream. And you get to the top, there's the reservoir, there's like the glacier, whatever there is. And you just, I'm not sure this is actually safe. You just drink straight from it. It's so great. But yeah, I think it's a different time. That my dad grew up in. So, we would just go to the top of the mountains. We would just, you know, fill our balls freely. And then I think I was also touched on day 4, even though it's the same, I think this is part of the same Roman numeral technically, the matter of the cisterns. And actually, I think just having fellowship about this matter of the cisterns, I realized, like, this land is so full of water. There is so much supply in so many different ways. This all-inclusive Christ is available everywhere. And we are so thirsty all the time. But instead, we hew out these cisterns. And if you think about it, not only is it sinful, it's ludicrous. Like, imagine you're like in the middle of a water park. And you decide to hew out yourself a well. to go swimming in or something. It's a ridiculous what analogy, but that should just illustrate how ridiculous this point is. Like, we so often do not go to the one who has all the water, but why? And I think I also recognize that, like, sometimes we're just rebellious, or we're just, you know, like, we're like kind of like petulant teenagers, right? Sometimes our father is like, hey, I have all this water for you. It's right here. We're like, no! And then that's that, you know? I don't know how many of you have raised teenagers or are starting to raise teenagers, but I know when I was a teenager, you know, my parents would provide me good food, they'd, you know, give me good advice, and I was like, no! Why? Because no particular reason, right? Sometimes we just have our own way and we're insistent and stubborn. But I just was appreciating that actually the Father does not care about what kind of situation we are in, that we always have the opportunity to turn back. And in days 5 and 6, I think I was really touched by this matter. And in day 5, the outline kind of like has these 5 points kind of outlined, like, we must draw, we must make a habit of drawing water from the springs of salvation. And in the outline it says, one, by drawing water by rejoicing, by speaking to, by, for, in, and with the Lord, right? So we don't just draw water out of our good works or out of being anything specifically, right? We draw this water by, with, and for, in the Father, right? In the Lord, right? And how do we draw water? We praise Him and rejoice and give thanks, right? So actually drawing isn't, it's not that we draw first and then we rejoice. It's not that we draw first and then we're in a good place, right? No, we draw and we draw with rejoicing, right?
Amen.
I think so often I'm like, man, I need a drink. I am thirsty, but I'm kind of depressed right now. Like, work is hard. I haven't been outside all day. And it's like, I think that I need to be in a good place first, a good mood, so that I can really draw water. But actually, first, we just draw the water.
Amen.
We draw the water with rejoicing. We don't wait for ourselves to rejoice. We just draw the water. It's right there. Right? If you're thirsty, you're not like, oh, let me wait till I'm satiated to draw water. No. That'd be ridiculous. You would die if you did that. You know? But instead, you go first to the well. And you just draw the water with rejoicing by calling on the name of the Lord. It even says here, by preaching the gospel. We can draw water by preaching. Who has heard this before? I mean, I'm sure we've all heard this before. Like, who has, like, recognized this before? Like, this fact, right? Like, sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't have any water in me. So maybe it's better if I don't go on the gospel, because, like, I think I'm just going to cause everyone I touch to feel deadened. But actually, no, you draw water by preaching the gospel as well. And I think I was just really finally very touched by day 6. Actually, the one who trusts God is like a tree planted by the water, signifying God as the fountain of living waters. We are these trees and we flow and we grow by this water. So wherever we are and in the valley, so I think what I'm saying is that from the very beginning, when I first saw the title of this outline, I was like, oh, okay, drinking, great, cool. I'm going to drink. This is going to be great. But actually, I was very appreciative of the fact that actually this drinking still occurs. And actually, I feel like as though, like, the outline kind of was just getting to the fact that we just drink. We don't need to be in any particular state. But when you drink, you drink. You don't. You can be in any situation, bad or good. Valley or mountain. Actually, you have to be in the valley first.
Amen.
You're in the valley and then the mountain.
Amen.
And so in this way, we just drink throughout the week. And I think coming into working life, I think this is so applicable to me, because I think I'm always like in a valley. I'm like, man, like, I do not like my job. I know that's not true. But there are definitely times when I don't like parts of it. And I'm just like always so consumed by this. And then I think, like, oh, maybe if I just enjoy my job more, if I just become more of a better, I don't know, if I change my mindset, if I become more type A, then maybe, you know. But that's tuning out another cistern.
Yeah.
There's no satisfaction in these things that bring us down. So we just, we rejoice. We draw water with rejoicing.
Yeah.
I think that I have used up a lot of time. So I think I'll open it up to the shades to share. I think we can do 2 minutes each. Amen.
Amen.
So I will continue on the A5. Okay. So today I want to speak specifically just fellowship on the career, because I just had a lunch with my colleagues, and from the information I got, this year for some career it's a tough year to get a job or get an intern and get a co-op, and actually it was pretty tough for some of the tech related or computer related. So then for the young working saint who go into the job market right this year, I would say it's a valley, right? So how we can deal with it? So when I read the outline, right, it cites a hymn. So the hymn 255, the hymn is just say for our saints to breathe to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? We breathe to the Lord. So I think the number one thing is we don't want to too much look into ourselves, right? But we want to breathe to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So in the valley time, and we even for the day five, the verse says, draw water with rejoicing, right? From the springs of salvation, mm-hmm. right? And also, the other concept is, I want to, share with the young working saints. Actually, it's a journey in your career life. Why I say journey? Because, career, you are not just to do it once, like the first time, right? I can give you an example. I had a very low valley in my graduate school because I knew I suffered a lot in my PhD courses. So the night I went back to my dorm, I was so down, but I just listened to the hymn, pray, like tell the Lord, right? And that's really touched me, because I told the Lord, this was not for me. But later on, the Lord lead me to land a career. At least I can do it. So I just share with the younger generation, right? So again, just saying, draw with water, with rejoicing, from the springs of salvation.
Amen.
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 I appreciated seeing this picture of the valleys and the mountains.
Amen.
And what the brother brought out is like, actually, for there to be the flow, you need both the elevation and the depression. Like, you can't have a flowing of the river unless there's the valleys and the
Amen.
Mountains. And then, so the brother said, the Lord arranges certain environments so that we can pass through these experiences of Christ, right? So that we can pass through, So then the valley experience is the experience of the death of Christ. And the mountain experience is the experience of the resurrection of Christ. So
Amen.
I appreciate it. It's not just a matter of, let me enjoy the Lord while I pass through this suffering. Actually, we are learning to experience and be one with the crucified Christ, right? And he said it's very much like the wheat and the barley, the restricted life, right? And then, as we pass through the crucified, these experiences of the crucified Christ, then we can also experience the resurrected Christ. And that's the barley Christ.
Amen.
And so, there were like maybe four things from this week. That one. Plus, as we pass through these experiences, there's something that's happening in each one of us, and that is the ministry is being produced. And I felt like, the brother had such a burden that we would, enter into this kind of experience of the ministry being produced in us. And so what he brought out was that if death operates in me, then life would operate in you. And so I went and looked back. I was reminded of a portion from the crystallization study of Joshua. And it was actually Brother James again. And he was sharing, actually, as soon as we experience as soon as we enter into experience of the death of Christ, if death is operating in me, then actually, then there is an experience of life entering into the body. There's a reality there that I, don't quite comprehend. But if death operates in me, then life would operate in you, right? And so actually, as we're being brought through these experiences, and yesterday I had an experience with one of my children, anyways, and I was just like, Lord, I want to enter into this reality, you know, that I would experience this kind of Christ, not just for myself, but also for the body and in the body. And sorry, one last thing I appreciated was from our small group meeting, we need to learn to speak to the rock so that the water would flow. And so I just appreciate in our experience, we are just learning to speak to Christ. Say, Lord, I want to enjoy you. Like, Lord, I am so unhappy right now, but I want to enjoy you. And then the water would flow. And then the other verse that was brought out was like, they said, they sang to the well until the well filled up. It says, spring up, oh well, right? So we're just learning as we're passing through these experiences to speak to Christ, to speak to the Lord in order for the water to flow.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the flowing of the water. I also really enjoy this message. Actually, as I was listening to the brother speaking, there was two sentences that really stood out to me. The first one is that when the day comes where Christ is everything to the believers, then God's purpose will be fulfilled. And number two, he must gain a people who possess him and gain him. So I really enjoyed the verse that Brother Joe mentioned earlier in the singing. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of springing up into eternal life. Amen. And the two words that really, I just been enjoying this week in this verse was that whoever drinks. I feel like many of us go through many experiences as we have shared. You know, the mountains and the valleys are needed for the flow of life. Because if there is no, you know, disturbance, and there is actually no agitation of the water. So I just really appreciate that. It doesn't say, but he who is strong, but you who have enjoyed me all week, you who are always in the spirit, but it says, but whoever. And I was really touched by day 6 because it was talking about our condition. And many times in my Christian life, I just feel like one day I'm in a valley, one day I'm in a high mountain, maybe for a week. So we feel like we cannot come to the Lord just as we are. And many times we sing that hymn, right? Just as I am. But many times it's not a real experience, at least for me. So I just really appreciated that, you know, like Peter was mentioning, we're like the tree planted by the river. But how does the tree grow? It is by absorbing. So that's the other word that I appreciated this week, that the absorption comes from the roots. So when the water is absorbed by the roots, then the tree grows. So the way that we absorb God is by prayer. So not only do we need to come to the Lord as we are and expose our true condition, because the Lord doesn't care about our condition. She just cares that we are ourselves and that we come to him. But when we come to him and we are, you know, talking to the Lord, speaking to the rock, there's a flow, and then the anointing within us is moving. So it leads us to confession. It leads us to, we go through all of the stages, but I just really appreciate that the way that we absorb this water is through prayer. And that's how we can gain him. And so real quick again, the other thing is that the God is power. I really appreciated this word. If we're weak, he is our power. Amen. If we are tired, he's our strength. If we cannot get up, he will rise us up. So not only do we need to enjoy all the riches in this good land, but we must also possess it. And by possessing it is by gaining him. So this week, my prayer just for all of us is that we would just come to the Lord as we are, speak to him, allow the water to flow, and he will energize us. Amen.
Amen. I also really enjoyed this week's reading, especially day 3, the valleys and mountains.
Amen.
Yeah, there's no valley, no mountains, then there's no flow. So in order to enjoy this flow,
Amen.
We have to pass through the valleys. Yes. And how long we stay in the valley depends on our attitude. Yeah, if we cooperate with the Lord and enjoy the Lord, gain the Lord during this low time, then we will enjoy the mountain.
So, Amen.
Yeah. And also, I think, I always think about it, after we being a Christian, we should change our value. Yeah, including, the expectation for this life. Before we be a Christian, we expect this life, you know, the blessing, the peace, longevity, wealth, right? And we think that is good. if in this condition we can gain the world, we can be mature, then it is good. But can we? I don't think so. Yeah, like in order for the vine to be, you know, bear fruit, it goes through cutting, right? Mm-hmm. In order for the wheat to be mature, it goes through the scorching of the sunshine. So I think there's no way for us to, you know, enjoy, you know, peaceful life and without our life to be mature. So we have to accept this, even praise this, the situation God arranged for us, because He really care about us, about our maturity. Yeah. And also, like one day, when in the morning I pray, usually I ask about a lot of things. And that day I suddenly have a feeling, Lord, how about I just praise you instead of asking? Mm. Then I praise every situation, everything Lord arranged for me.
Amen.
And I think when we accept the situation Lord arranged for us, we won't have that much suffering.
Wow.
Instead, even we will praise from the deep of within, because we really know the big blessing behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. I echo with all the saints, just like Peter sharing a lot. I really appreciate that he's sharing. It's very subjective. Talked about we have all the experience from the valley first.
Yes.
It's down the valley, then we go out to the mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Even the fountain, Isaiah 41:18, he talked only one time, talk about fountain. He said, I will open the river on the bare heights, and the fountain is in the midst of the valley. Amen.
Amen.
First, there's a valley. It's a fountain in the valley. But I will make the wilderness into a pool of water. Hallelujah. And the dry land into the water spring. Amen. Now totally situation change. Amen. And also the old prophet like Jeremiah. Jeremiah talk about three times. Three times talk about, we know the 2:13, huh? For my people have committed two evil. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living water. Amen. And the second one, Jeremiah 9:1. And that my head and were water, and my eyes were the fountain of tear. Wow. Oh, and that I wept day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. And Jeremiah 17:13. The hope of Israel, Jehovah, all the forsake, thou shall be ashamed. That the depart from the shall be written in the earth, because they have forsake Jehovah, the fountain of living water. Amen. That look like the valley. But when we come to the Bible, the end of the Revelation, you see, wow, that's totally different. Apostle John talk about Apostle John talk about the fight time. Talk about, talk about the fountain. Because the land which is in the midst of the dome, amen, shall shepherd them and shall lead them to the fountain of the water of the life. Amen. And God shall wipe away their tears from their eye. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Also the Revelation 8:10. And the third angel sounds trump and fill out the heaven a great star burning as a torch, and it fills upon the third part of the river. Amen.
Amen.
And also, I really enjoyed the Apostle John that mentioned about that. He said, the third part of the river, and upon the fountain of the water. And I will just read the last one. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, that the beginning and the end. I will give you to him that the thirst, the fountain of the water of the life, freely. Amen.
share a little bit as well from this past week. We had an opportunity to be with the full-timers who came to Piscataway, and it was such a sweet experience getting to be with all of these ones and then to hear a very special speaking, I think, especially in light of learning how to serve in this way. And I've been enjoying in the speaking that everyone has is learning to enjoy the Lord, I think, both in the valleys and in the mountains, and learning to be one to drink of Him in every situation. And I think drinking and breathing are very hand-in-hand, and one of the speakings that we had during the time of the full-timers was learning how to inhale and exhale the Word of God as the breath of God, so that we can be the fully equipped man of God. And our brother had really focused on this word exercise, so to exercise our spirit for continual receiving. And even that the word exercise can mean to force. Right. So we have to force ourselves to exercise our spirit and practice these things. I think, as everyone has been sharing, sometimes it may be easier to drink of water when we're in a physically, like, less difficult situation. So in the mountains, it's easier to drink of the Lord. But when we're in the valleys, it is a forcing to maybe turn to the Lord in such a way and to drink of Him. But it is by this forcing that we can learn how to inhale the Lord, and in that way we have the words to speak, to exhale, to care for others. And then another reading, I had really been touched in this way. I think one of the questions that was asked, this is a very practical question, was maybe, you know, how can we measure our success when we're serving in a full-time way? And I think in today's society, and especially as I'm learning how to work, a lot is determined by numbers, and it's easy to feel like, oh, in order to measure success, quote unquote, in our serving, in our caring, it would be by maybe numbers of people, or that there's a very visible outward expression. Mm-hmm. But the goal and the direction that the Lord has is not for mere numbers of people, but that there would be a matter of life. And a verse, or one of the points was not seeking to lead people into our meeting. Just thinking, oh, that seems like, oh, of course we want people to meet with us on the Lord's Day, to meet with us at our different meetings. Right. And yes, but in Acts 2:47, and the Lord added together day by day those who are being saved, not the disciples who are preaching in such a way so that people will come in and they will speak in front day by day. It is in this principle, I think, as we are learning to drink of the Lord in the valleys and in the mountains, to breathe and exercise our spirit in this way, that the Lord is the one leading ones into our meeting. And we can cooperate with the Lord by prayer, the Spirit, the Word, and opening our home. Amen. I think that was just a really fresh and calibrating word that not to be discouraged, but to learn to enjoy the Lord in such a way. And the Lord will be the one adding and growing.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed day 6, the Jeremiah chapter 7 to 8 verses. In here you can see that it does tell you we will experience heat. Mm-hmm. We will experience the year of drought.
Yes.
And brother said this is year of job drought. But it also tells us the great promise that even we experience all this, we will not be scared, we will not be worrisome, because when the heat comes, the leaves still flourish, and when the drought comes, we will not cease to bear fruit.
Yeah.
But the secret is there, how to prevent all this.
Right.
And it is, you have to trust the Lord.
Yeah.
But how the trust comes, I mean, how we can have this trust is we we need to be like a tree transplanted besides water. That means we have this all-inclusive water stream. That's Christ that can fulfill, can give us this living water. And then we have to root it by the stream. And so you tell me how practically in our daily life, how we can enjoy this great promise, how we, even we have this difficulty in our life. I mean, for sure, in your whole life, you will experience all kind of difficulty. Could be heat, could be dry. But then the word tells so clearly, the only way is you trust Him, you come to Him, draw this living water. Without this water, there's no water inside of us that can really nourish our life. So I really think this too is such a great promise. And it does, I mean, everything, okay, Bible is open book. The only thing is we have to dive into the Word, really draw the water out of it, so we can really experience He's so real, and then can solve all kind of different problems in our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Since I just enjoyed all the saints sharing, so I'm not going to repeat it, but there's something that really touched me. It's day 3, the point number E. It says, so then death operates in us, but life in you. When we are under the killing of the Lord's death, His resurrection life is imparted to us and to others. And the particular point is point 1, the way for the church to come into being and to increase is not by human glory. It is by the death of the cross for the release of the fire of the divine life. And then in Luke 12:49-50, which is cited there, it says, the Lord says, I have come to cast fire on the earth. And how I wish that it were already kindled. But verse 50, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am pressed until it is accomplished. And then item 2, it says, the Lord is a grain of wheat, fell into the ground, lost his soul life through death, that he might release his eternal life in resurrection to the many grains. As the many grains, we also must lose our soul life through death, that we may enjoy eternal life in resurrection. And saints, you know, I was brought to, I was listening to Brother Lee sharing Exodus training this week through the lsmradio.com. And I was very touched that, you know, in the Old Testament, everything is physical. The children of Israel were the children of God in the old creation. So everything to them was physical. And the lampstand and the picture of the church in the New Testament it refers to the lampstand. And what touched me is the lampstand is completely gold. No, totally divinity. There's no humanity in it at all. And Brother Lee shared that gold is the substance of God. So the substance of the lampstand, which is the church, is God the Father as the gold. God the Son is the form. And God the Spirit is the expression, the light. And then you talk about the Lord as a grain of wheat to produce many grains. You can see again that this shining, this light that is expressed with the many grains is through the crucifixion, crucified Christ. So very much tied to this. That's why, you know, in Brother James shared very much his burden was that we, at the normal Christian life is actually a life of valleys and of mountains. And more valley, he said, more valleys than mountains. And in my experience, it's more valleys than mountains. Deep valleys, you know, valleys that cut you to the core, that trim you, because the soul life has to be cut, that the divine life can be released. And Brother Lee said, what is the church? Who is the church? He said, follow the shining, follow the expression of light. You know, the expression, the manifestation of God in the flesh, in the church, must have a shining glory, a glorious aspect to it. Amen.
Amen. I also was very touched on day three, this part of the 2 Corinthians 6, 8 to 10. You know, we experience, I believe, saints, you know, we all experience valleys and mountains in our personal life. But in Paul's experience, this is actually for the building up of the body. I mean, actually, you can say that the valleys and mountains, all these experiences actually made Paul a minister of spirit. He's really the qualified New Testament minister. You know, he mentioned at least nine pairs of contrasting things, right? Valleys and mountains. Through glory and dishonor, through evil report, good report, that as deceivers yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying yet behold we alive, as being disciplined and yet not being put to death, as made sorrowful, yet not always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Amen. This is also the experience of our Lord Jesus, right? This is really, we actually seeing the pattern here as a man who really lived out, you know, the same experience as what the Master was living out. So, I feel like, yeah, this is really something that, you know, in our actually serving with the serving the Lord, not always is glory, right? You know, yeah, sometimes we may have glory. Let's say we gain some new ones, right? We gospel meeting, you know, many, you know, stand up and they receive the Lord. Yeah, this is how glory. But a lot of times, you know, there is actually dishonor, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that we have done may not being recognized or honored by other people, right? By the other dear brothers and sisters. So under that kind of circumstances, do we still go on? Or we say, forget about it, you know? Right? It's very easy we get disheartened, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, especially when serving the Lord, right? Of course, there is a lot of times if it's a personal, yeah, we took it, right? But when we serve the Lord, a lot of times we just don't want to continue. We shrink back. But the Lord does not please anyone that shrinks back, right? We need to go on. Just as Paul was really, take Paul as a pattern. Actually, one additional point I was also very touched is the reminding word from Jeremiah, chapter 2, right? It says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which hold no water."
Right.
I mean, here you can see that, you know, the Lord says that what is actually the evildoer is not the people that's doing the sins and all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, of course, these are evil people, right, doing evil. But in God's eye, the most evil thing is not coming to Him to drink Him as the living water.
Amen.
Right? And sometimes we don't even realize that we're actually hewing out these cisterns. But on the other hand, we're almost like we're hewing. But then on the other hand, Lord, I need to drink living water, right? How is that going to work, right? You know, we cannot take things from the two sources, you know. So, actually, we really need to remind it in our living and whatever our service. We need to take Him as our unique source of the living water.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciated, on day six, these two verses in Jeremiah and John being put together. These verses actually show us that there is a fact, right? Where is the fountain today? The fact is the fountain has been installed in our spirit.
Amen.
It's very clear in John 4. The Lord says the water that you drink will become in you a fountain, right? Springing up into eternal life. And then in Jeremiah 17, it says that according to God's economy, we are like a tree. And we've been transplanted. Brothers and sisters, I don't know where we were before, but today we have been transplanted, right, beside water. But these are the facts. We need to exercise our spirit of faith, right, to turn these facts into our experience. So the experience here is that in Jeremiah 17, there is on our side a need to what? Send out our roots. Right? You know, we could be beside a stream. We could have the fountain in our spirit. But if we don't exercise, if we don't send out our roots, there is no experience. Right? So day by day, we really need to, I really like this word, build up a habit. Right? Oh, this is my prayer for myself and all of us, that we would build up a habit. Right? To what? To contact the Lord. To draw the water. Right? By calling on His name. By singing. By praising. Actually, I enjoy so much the saints' experiences this week. Right? We do go through valleys and mountains. But we need to realize Jehovah our God is bringing us.
Amen.
He's the one who is bringing us
Amen.
Into this land that is full of water.
Amen.
Full of water.
Amen.
That is flowing.
Amen.
I just really appreciate these verses. Right? But we need to, again, we need to build up a habit, right, of exercising our spirit. And I would say, especially saints, in the mornings. Right? In the mornings. That's the best time to send out our roots.
Amen.
Right? To draw the water. So that when the heat comes, the leaves are flourishing. And we're still bearing fruit.
Amen.
A similar point, especially on day six. There's a statement that says this means we should come to God just as we are, without trying to improve or change our condition. We receive Christ in this way, and we should walk with Christ in this way. I appreciate that in our experience and in our practice. I really was touched. I need to learn to come to the Lord as I am.
Amen.
I'm reminded of like some of my closest relationships, friendships, those that I'm closest with. I'm not concerned when I come to them. How do I look? How am I? What's my condition? I feel so comfortable to come with them however I am. And I'm touched. I should see the Lord this way as well. I shouldn't be concerned of how much I did this week, how many morning revival did I read. Amen. That's my struggle. Or just how much am I in myself? I should just put it away and come to the Lord.
Amen.
He will take care of us and He will water us. We only need His watering. We don't need anything in ourselves. So even sometimes our concept can be our barrier of how we come to the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm just refreshed that I want the Lord to be this close and comforting one to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when the Lord died on the cross, was water coming out of His side, right? He died for everyone. He gave this water to everyone. But like He says here, you know, if the unbelievers live in a plain, land, a land that is plain, so there would be no flow of water. But sometimes we also, Christians, believers, live in a plain land, right? And actually, there was this lady that came yesterday to my office. My wife and I were there. We know her as the grandma of one of my secretaries. And she started telling a lot of problems. She was going through a lot of problems with her family, brothers, son-in-law, and this and that. We're listening. I'm listening. I said to her, "Do you believe in God?" She said, "Yes, I mean, Catholic." I said, "Have you received the Spirit? See, all this living water that we have, we're drinking, He said, for others, right? So we need to preach the gospel. That's why we need to preach the gospel." And I said to her, "Have you received the Spirit? Have you baptized?" When I was a baby, I said, "Well, you need the Spirit. You need the Lord. Because all these problems you're going through, you know, if you have the life, the Lord, things will be fixed as you pray and believe in the Lord." I said to her, "Do you want to receive this life?" She said, "Yes." So we hold our hands and we pray that she received the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, she said after that, "Oh my God, I feel something different. I feel so good. I feel so happy." Mm-hmm. And she hugged her. And you know, now we need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
We need to talk. See, all this enjoyment that we have, we drink the water, right? We go through a lot of valleys, but we have this fountain of water. But there are many Christians that they have the fountain of water, but don't drink. To drink,
right?
You know, you we don't drink it, we're never going to get to the mountain.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So she was happy, and we prayed together, and she enjoyed it. I said, you trust the Lord. With the Lord. I gave her, and that's another thing you have. We had to do.
Right.
Give them the Bible.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know, Saint, we have the Bible here in the church of the Saturday. I give it to all my students after they pass the test, even if they pass. I give it to all of them. They all go, I always tell them, when they pass the test, I'll give you a gift. Can I give you a gift? I say, sure. And they come, yes. Ooh, but I show them how to use it. Mm-hmm. Again, you don't want to read it, so listen to them. So they're all happy when they read the Bible. But we need not only to the Bible, we need to give them the Bible.
Hey,
I'm very happy, very privileged that we have this Bible. So let's pray the gospel, keep the Bible, and help to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have these valleys. We have the front of water we can drink every day.
Amen.
The valleys are coming all the time, but it's really going to the mountain with Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Father, His mercy is great.
Amen.
Love and mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
I just then chip in a little bit before the brothers here. So again, talk about another aspect of career life now is we have a lot of techniques. If you look at back history, actually, even 100 years ago, there was not about tech. Even Industrial Revolution, maybe 200, 300 years ago. So in a long period of history, actually, we don't get so much tech. But right now, we are hit by tech. And I even talk to people. People are afraid their meal is going to be grabbed by AI. Okay? And in my work, I can tell you my experience. The tech solved a lot of problems, but they failed. They also caused a lot of headaches. So again, so back to this. How we view this. We have to change our mindset to be, oh, you know, if a button hits, car runs and the button hits, machine runs, that's good. I'm happy. What about you hit something that's not running? You have to change your mind. All these things are man-made. You cannot control our cycle. If a button runs, it failed, we still have our God. We have to learn to turn to the Lord and call the name of the Lord to be rejoicing. Otherwise, we're going to have a more and a more downtime. So just change our mind. Is we're not focusing on the machine runs or not. We are more turned to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I also want to insert one more thing. I feel like, you know, really need to give praise to the Lord. He's actually our best Father, right? You know, even as our human Father, we know that we cannot, you know, be just helicoptering parents, right?
Yes.
You know, when child gets some trouble, we just like come to rescue, you know? You know, even training our children, we know that we need to let them go through the valleys and mountains, right?
Amen.
You know, so they need to actually, sometimes they just have to experience these agonizing moments, these pressure moments, right? And this is actually good for them. So our Heavenly Father really knows what's actually good for us, right?
Amen.
You know, He arranged all kinds of environment,
right,
you know, for us to really experience Him, right? So, but one thing is, I think it's very important that we treasure these moments. So if we, you know, whether we're in the valley or in the mountains, we need to treasure the moments, and actually, in each of these circumstances, we actually need to seek Him, right? So that we actually, you know, gain Christ. And actually, even in the valley, we can drink the water.
Amen.
Right? So, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I think anyone else would like to share before we conclude? Please feel free to stand
sure,
up.
Briefly.
Yes, yes.
This is just from Philippians 4. Paul sharing of his experience. And I really enjoy these verses because although it's in Philippians, you can see the good land here. Paul is really experiencing Christ. Right? He's enjoying the Lord in whatever the circumstances. I mean, this week, we talk about the mountains and the valleys. Here's Philippians 4, 11 and 12. He says, "Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned in whatever circumstance I am to be content. I know also how to be abased."
Amen.
That's the valleys, right? To be brought down. And I also know how to abound.
Amen.
It means when the Lord gives us the good situations, the mountains, we can enjoy Him, right?
Amen.
In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret.
Amen.
This secret is our contact with the Lord.
Yes.
No matter what situation we're facing, what valleys it is, the water will flow.
Amen.
We experience the flowing of the water when we turn to the Lord.
Amen.
In that valley, the Lord still causes the water to flow.
Yes.
So we need to learn this secret, this
That's
secret
right.
of fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Contacting
Amen.
Him. Apply this secret no matter the circumstance.
Amen.
And then we experience the waters will flow.
Yes.
And in my experience, I've been through many things. Some things that I haven't shared with people. But I really enjoy the valleys. And I think in this week it said that, you know, the verse says that the valleys are first, right? You see the importance is in the sequence of valleys and mountains. I treasure many valleys that I face and many situations that the Lord has put me in. And my testimony is when I turn to the Lord, oh, how the waters flow. The Lord is able to supply me to meet my need. Sorry, I don't want to go
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful. Hallelujah, saints. I really enjoyed this week as well. Praise the Lord, saints. We have the river.
Amen.
Not just the river, we have the water brooks.
Yes.
We have actually the streams are in the valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the fountain, the source, right? Also, when we reach the mountain. But this water is everywhere. And it's actually not just stagnant, it's flowing forth.
Amen.
You know, in our concept that when we think of the good land, you know, a lot of the Christian concept is that it is a land of milk and honey. It's full of enjoyment. But I think through the ministry, even in the previous weeks, we come to see that this land actually to possess, God's desire is that we will possess this good land. And before that, we actually need to fight. This is spiritual warfare.
Right.
As we enter into this good land, we need to see that there is not just a flat land, it is actually valley and mountains.
Yes.
So God's desire is that we will not only experience Him in our way, but we will experience Him in any kind of circumstance.
Amen.
As this, and to drink of Him as this water in any kind of circumstance. If we miss this, then we really miss the point of this land, right? What is our feeling? I just want to share that this week, God's desire is that He wants to bring us back so that He, as the land, can be everything to us.
Amen.
Amen. We are those who are not just reading about this land. We are here to possess this good land.
Amen.
Brother James actually shared in the very beginning, you know, this vision of the all-inclusive Christ as the land has been shared many, many years already. In fact, when he first came in 1962, that was the first conference that he gave, right? By Brother Lee. Yeah, sorry, Brother Lee. But it has been many, many years, even today. Saints, what is our understanding? What is our experiences of Christ as the all-inclusive Christ and as the good land? Actually, we need to know that He wants to be everything to us. I'm sorry to repeat myself, but saints, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has went through the process. He has, right, we now, today we not only just have the physical land actually this lens I was in Galatians is actually the Spirit. Right. We have the Spirit.
Yes.
Paul saw this, and we actually have it in the ministry. How much do we enjoy the Spirit, right? How much do we experience the flowing river, the flowing water in any kind of circumstance? So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for His speaking this week.
Amen.
That we've been brought back to this enjoyment.
Amen.
Saints, may we treasure every opportunity.
Amen.
Especially in our daily lives.
Amen.
We need to see that this river is flowing, is everywhere, even in the ups and downs.
Amen.
How do we respond? It's actually on God's side, everything is prepared, right? The river is there. But on our side, sadly to say, a lot of times we like to go for other things. Peter, I was just pretty sure our brother shared in the beginning. Lord Jesus, trying God is trying to reach us as the Spirit, and He went through a process. But we, on the other hand, we are closed off. You know, we don't have that faith. You know, for me, you know, I'm speaking this for myself. When I'm in a circumstance, I look at it, right? I was like, logically speaking, there's no way out. You know, there's nothing I can do. I don't think there's anything the Lord can arrange for me that will make it work. But I need to, actually, I shouldn't think that way, right? I should come to the fountain.
Amen.
Here, in the application, Romans number 5 and 6, here, it never said that we need to beg the Lord. It actually just says that actually we simply need to praise Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we praise the Lord in our circumstance?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, it's difficult, right? It's counterintuitive. So in a difficult situation, we don't want to praise. But the Lord's way is that we will praise Him.
Amen.
I can only speak this by faith, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
When we praise, actually that turn, that is the drawing water.
Amen.
That is the turning. That is the receiving of this river. That's the drinking of this water.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In that way, we can really be filled. And this experience of the crucified life, a crucified Christ, actually issues in resurrection.
Amen.
There should be something that will manifest through us. And I appreciate that this is actually for the building of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Appreciate what brother shared that. Lord Jesus, today the triune God is flowing to infuse Himself into us so that we may flow Him in and flow Him out of us.
Amen.
For the building up of the body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Yes. May we really enter into this experience.
Amen.
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 Saints, how about I just end the meeting? We'll have some short prayer.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, you brought us here today.
Amen.
Thank you, those sharing.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the sanctuary with all the fatness of your house.
Amen.
And you cause them to drink of the river of our pleasure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for you are the fountain of life.
Amen.
In your light, we see light.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for all the circumstances that you put us into.
Amen.
We want to experience you in all circumstances.
Amen.
Valleys or mountains.
Amen.
Or base or above.
Amen.
Death or life.
Amen.
The living water.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, may we turn to you as our source.
Yes.
And you save us from other sources.
Yes.
And you save us from broken sisters.
Yes.
Lord, may we know how to be a mountain of base.
Yes. Lord,
may we experience you in valleys and mountains.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank you for speaking to us.
Amen.
Lord, in any situation, get into our spirit.
Amen.
To drink of the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you are always our fountain of life.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for all the valleys that we go through.
Amen.
So we can call your name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
Thank you for your eternal desire.
Amen.
To have many sons enter into glory.
Amen.
Oh, so that we will take the way of the firstborn.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, take him as our pattern.
Amen.
And enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, regardless of all the your sovereign arrangement,
amen,
we can gain this Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, drink him as the fountain of the living water.
Amen.
I'll give you this week, Lord.
Yes.
Grant us the experience, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're the
forerunner. Amen.
You're the pioneer.
Amen.
You're the captain of our salvation.
Amen.
You're the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. This week be our shepherd.
Yes.
Oh, lead us and guide us through the valley of death.
Lord. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
Continue to supply us.
Amen.
We experience you in such a dynamic way.
Yes. Amen.
May we see you as the good man.
Yes.
May we see you as our everything.
Amen.
May we see you as our supply in all
things.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, help us experience the bountiful supply you prepare in the valley situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, even in the valley, we can experience you as the mountain.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. We also pray out for our dear brothers and sisters who may be in the valley situation.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, pray that you'll strengthen them.
Yeah.
Oh, pray that these brothers and sisters can take, can drink of you, Lord.
Right.
Oh, can enjoy you in the, even in the deepest pit.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, be their salvation, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Cause them to turn.
Amen.
Cause them to see that you are there.
Amen.
Oh, the water is there.
Amen.
Strengthen these saints.
Amen.
Exercise their little power.
Amen.
Oh, the spirit of faith.
Amen.
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 Oh, just a reminder, saints. On the side, please don't use the side door. If you notice, if you pop over there, you may notice we have some construction going on.
Oh.
So just use the front exit, because I think the cement may need some drying time. So, yeah, so just use the front door. Amen.